It begins with a young man who is quite distraught, and another man joins him and starts asking him some questions.
How much longer must I stay here?
They're in a police station. The young man is perfectly, his name is Paul, he's perfectly willing to cooperate.
I need you to answer a few more questions.
The man who's interviewing him is a doctor and just wants to get to the heart of this mystery surrounding his parents.
When did you realize that they were missing?
And we're just feeling like we're getting somewhere when the scene skips to an airport lounge, and two people who we eventually figure out are Paul's parents are talking about him and some changes that he's been going through. Things aren't quite as they seem.
Julia!
There's a psychosis known as Capgras syndrome. It's a very specific psychosis where people believe that people close to them have been replaced by imposters. I read of one case where a man was sure that his father was a robot, so he attacked his father with a knife, and even still then, he thought, wow, they're making robots really sophisticated these days. That actually looks like someone's insides. It's terrifying. There were some things that had touched me in my personal life where someone very close to me just all of a sudden got the wrong impression of me and just sort of didn't believe that I was who I was. When I heard about this syndrome, I thought, oh, that must be what it must look like to be the family members of these people times a million. That's things that people go through. But this syndrome, it's so severe. I find it a really emotional story. Stephen A. Taylor, the composer, his music is so dramatic, it's so intense. You know that it's not going to be a happy little scenario, that something really serious is about to happen. I think it's done beautifully. Paul is trapped. He thinks that he's completely together and wants to be taken seriously. He does not know he's suffering from this psychosis. He doesn't. I guess it's the nature of relationships too. Whatever would cause a person to treat you differently, and that you just don't shy away from it. You remember what they mean to you. It's in the tough times when it's difficult to love that person. That's when it's most important to love them. There's nothing to say that that can't be us one day. Paul is just a regular human being. That's the nature of mental illness. He didn't bring this on himself. It shows that the mind is a really complex thing, that there's this little wiring that can happen in your brain and make you believe something completely opposite to what it is.
I understand how you feel, Paul.
By the time the entire story is revealed, I think there's just a great, there can be sadness and bewilderment, and it's a tragedy.
Just a few more questions. Just a few.
If people are moved by it, if people get something from it, if it reminds them of something in their own life and it has an effect on them, I'm happy.